You're listening to SBS News.
During the workshop at Chironi Jewellers, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese describes the business as a great Australian migrant success story. Founded 50 years ago by Italian migrants, it's employed hundreds of staff over the years, providing training opportunities to the next generation.
Nick has always insisted on having at least five or six apprentices come in every year, building up that skills base.
Marking the beginning of National Skills Week, the Prime Minister has flagged more funding for training and vocational education. It comes as the government faces growing calls to increase skilled migration to combat a crippling labour shortage.
I make no apologies for saying that migration is part of the solution, but it's not the only part. Training and giving Australians skills, we want to give Australians those opportunities.
New figures have outlined the 10 professions with the most dire worker shortages, including nurses, chefs, early childhood teachers and electricians, with major growth predictions in the IT sector. Recent cybersecurity TAFE graduate Jamie McDonald says he never saw himself in a computer career, enrolling in a free TAFE course on insistence from his parents. He says he's found a niche in information technologies and will compete for Australia in cloud computing in Korea this October.
I definitely spent a lot of time on the computer at school, did a IT course in year 12 actually, but never was like, you know, heavy into the computer or IT skills. Doing the advanced diploma and having this cloud computing pathway open up for me, it's huge. So, because I wouldn't have, probably never would have considered cloud computing prior to it, so I'm really glad the opportunity.
Construction workers and civil engineers have also been identified as central to the skills rebuild, with estimates healthcare and social assistance sectors will need 250,000 more workers by 2025. Human Services Skills Organisation CEO Jody Schmidt says it's an industry that's faced constant staff shortages.
We really need to attract more people to work in those sectors and to value them in the way that they need to be valued as they deliver really critical services that drive our well-being and our health.
With COVID-19 travel bans highlighting a reliance on international workers across several industries, National Skills Week representatives say it's critical to attract more people into vocational training, with immigration still behind pre-pandemic levels. National Skills Week Chair Brian Wexham says it's time for school leavers and those looking to reskill to consider their options and look at the professions likely to be in demand into the future.
We need skilled workers, and the week is really to highlight some of those career pathways and to encourage young people and mature age workers as well to get involved and have a look, put their Let's Explore hat on.
The federal government pledged an extra 45,000 TAFE places for industries suffering acute shortages as it prepares to hold a Jobs and Skills Summit next month. The summit will bring together states and territory governments as well as industry stakeholders to determine the way forward in the labour market. Abby Dinham, SBS News.